No compre sin visitar Emporio.
Now how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added that these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
It's your cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, and your online crack pipe. It's time for your podcast fix with Justin and Nickelbag Rick. It's Pod Vomit.
It is indeed Pod Vomit.
Again.
Again.
What else could it be?
I'm so impressed with the fact that we have...
I was like in a trance listening to her voice because it's just so tantalizing. That I almost forgot that we're here to do a podcast.
Well, that's not all true, people, because right before, Justin was bitching about...
I was not bitching.
You know, he was saying, oh, they don't call me the anti-host. And I was like, well, you know...
They don't recognize me for who I am.
They gave us a sexy intro.
I just figured that nudge, somebody didn't give her all the information. Nudge, Nickelback Rick.
You know, hey, It's not always about me.
She's not going to know to say it if she's not told about it.
I will send the memo to get it changed.
This is your fuck up, buddy.
Anti-host, Justin.
I'm against all hosts.
Right.
And all podcasts.
Against everything. He's even.
If there's a podcast hell, I will take you there.
We're just a podcast purgatory.
Speaking of hell, man.
But hey, at least we've kind of broadened the landscape of hell. We've got new hellions.
We've combed the desert of hell.
Yeah, we've brought in some. We haven't had any new hellions since. Our old host. You know, remember when we started out, we were four.
Our old host was a hellion?
Well, he's a hellion to us. Joe?
I think you're confusing a hellion with a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, it was a hell of a pain in the ass.
A hell of a pain in the ass.
But now we're back to four. We started with four, and then we get to 50, and then,
we're four on the floor, baby.
That's right. So we're back to four. We've got Tina, the intern, joining Pod Vomit crew.
Glad to be here.
And our webmaster, Westside.
What up, peeps?
Westside.
Get in that mic, Westside.
What up, peeps?
There he is.
It's all California love.
He's constantly, like, online. He is, like, he's got this really cool, kind of exterior, but he's constantly over there just tickling the keys on the keyboards and pumping up.
Yeah, he's like jacked into the Matrix at all times,
And I've learned to type with one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the next couple of years, I could just see you walking around with like an Oculus Rift strapped to your head and just like, dude, don't fuck with me. I'm having my virtual time. It's like running into walls and shit. Ah.
So you were on the last show that we had guests on and everything. And so that includes you too, Tina. Tina also reads our mail now. They've taken so many things
She's
away
from
us.
She's our mail winch.
Yeah, they've taken things away from us. Like, we don't do the intro no more.
They said we talk too much.
Yeah, they said to, somebody come in, a nice, sexy female voice do the intro, a nice, sexy female voice do the mail.
I know. It's like a hostile takeover, isn't it?
Have somebody competent to run
Rick,
website.
has there been a merger between Pod Vomit and some... evil corporation that I don't know about?
No, not to my knowledge.
They're slowly changing us,
Yeah, but I think for the better.
They're reshaping us.
Right. We're like the $6 million man. At first we had normal arms and legs and eyes.
Yeah.
And now we have a bionic eye and a bionic arm.
They're trying to make us like more palatable to the listening ear of the average audience.
I think so. They're like, look, you've got something there.
Well, but I have a bionic dick. That's what I got out of it.
I just got bionic balls. They wouldn't give me the dick yet. They said,
can you imagine
the balls,
just like...
And the taint. I've got a bionic taint too.
Can you imagine just like pressing a button and then all of a sudden it gets hard?
That's what the taint thing does.
The taint, your taint gets hard?
It's got like a button and it's like bing and it's all of a sudden it's like ding. My balls say, okay, now work, boom, dick
but,
hard.
But why do you want a stiff taint?
I don't have a stiff taint. That's where they put the bionic taint. I just push the button and it juices up my nuts and all of a sudden my dick is like rock hard. Boom. It's like, but
you
it's
just
like,
said a second ago that they wouldn't equip you with
they
that.
They didn't give me the dick. I'm just saying it's still my human dick that's hooked to the bionic
taint. So you got a robotic taint instead.
Right. It's robotic. The taint hooks up to the balls. It's all one kind of unit there.
Yeah, but is your dick made out of metal?
Not yet. I'm looking at these. I just got the phone. I can't even call it the smartphone. So
Like, so when I press the button on my bionic dick, it's so big and, like, mechanical that it just, like, gets radio interference.
Do they call you the urban
cowboy? From nearby cell phones.
Do they call you the urban cowboy because girls want to ride that dick?
They call me the bionic cowboy dick.
The bionic cowboy dick?
Yeah.
Okay. The urban bionic cowboy dick.
They just call me the space cowboy.
Right. Woo woo. Is that the sound it makes when you press the button?
Right. That's the guitar that it plays makes that sound.
our new crew is looking at it like
this is going on a tangent I cannot keep up with.
Yeah, it's like they're like
I can't follow you any further down that dark hole.
Maybe it was just better when it was just two of them. I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole.
I know. Why do we get up? Why are we on this set again?
I don't know. Well, you were bitching about your.
No, I'm saying that's what they're saying. Like, why are we hanging out with these fuckers?
Yeah. Well,
I'm here for the affirmative action numbers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we need a black guy on your show.
Yeah, we have. It's like you have a Jew. That's good.
You got
now. You need a black guy.
You got the red.
Get the redneck.
Yeah. You got the female. And then we need a black guy.
Props. Duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
Now we can't be like. I guess sued or something. That's good.
That's probably why the change is coming. They're like, look, man, you're going to kill us.
You guys aren't very PC.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
When we got on Tangent Bound Network, they said, here's the thing. You can't, broadcast anything hate-filled or,
Oh, really?
And I don't know if it was, like, degrading towards, like, advocating women beating or something like that. I don't
know. So what you're saying is they're not going to host my Nazi Hitler Youth podcast?
You mean the not...
The Nazi
party. I got to work in another Kevin Smith reference from his.
You've used that like every show. That
movie.
Same reference.
Yeah, I know. It's the only movie that he makes about a podcast. So he talks about.
Yeah,
podcast,
I know. So. You're like a fucking broken record.
Sorry.
So, I was gonna have a little story, but I don't think I have time for it. We're gonna have to cut it.
Well, how are we looking on time?
You got about 40 seconds or so.
Really? Are we already too close to the mail?
We are already close to it.
We can get to it. No, because today's show, we're going to talk about serial killers and the movies that inspire them.
The movies that inspire them.
That's the topic for today, so maybe...
And some of these movies are based right out on these serial killers, as we'll find out.
So, we got 1 minute?
30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah, I said about 40. That was probably 10 seconds ago.
We'll hear your
story. That was a generous estimation of time.
All right, we're going to get into the mail. And our new intern, Tina, is going to read the barf bag.
And just so you know, there's like a little barf bag icon right above when it's about to start on my computer. Isn't that awesome?
And she drags it in. It's got like a trail. It's like garbage juice.
Yeah. It's got some poo in it, too.
Yeah.
Eagle poo.
Oh, here it is. Are you ready? Are you ready, Tina?
I am ready.
Twisty tits, Tina.
Twisty tits, Tina.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. We'll go with that for now.
All right. And I'm looking at the barf bag. It doesn't really look like you have a whole lot, today. But you're on the show.
I think I can handle it.
So you're saying she's not elbow deep in it this time?
Well, she hasn't got on her knees on this show.
No, not this time.
All right. Well, rip into the barf bag. Let's hear what we got.
So, from Sabrina McHale, Pod Vomit, kudos on a Bobby Christina joke. Nothing is sacred. I love it. That is why I listen to your show, Sabrina.
Well,
is that like Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
More like Sabrina the Teenage Bitch. No, I don't know.
Clever.
She liked our Bobby Christina joke, but that was kind of I didn't really realize anybody would take the time to dig that little morsel out in order to send an email. We made a little joke about
something about her being in a coma and
a reality TV show about
it. Yeah. About where we just stare at her and hope she wakes up.
I don't know. Does she? Depends on the rating system. Do we want her to wake up?
You just see us poking her like every 2 minutes.
Well, we are not doing it. Maybe her family.
Are you still asleep? Are you still asleep?
Oh, this is even more fucked up. Just put an alarm clock by her and set it off.
Wake up!
I guess she's not going to wake up.
It just says, no, it just goes, wake up, bitch.
Wake up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, yes, clearly nothing is sacred here. Even Houston's daughter in a coma is not sacred.
Absolutely.
On Pod Vomit.
No.
All right, very good, Tina. Let's move on to the next one.
Well, we have an email from Zach Eppenship. Action Park show was great. I lived in New Jersey when this park was a thing. My brother and I got hurt back there in the day. thought the title of that show was what Action Park should have originally been called, Abusement Park.
Oh,
enjoy
yeah.
your podcast.
It Zach. Was an amusement park.
Man, yeah.
That place was fucking crazy.
Yes.
I mean, for you, those of you who hadn't, you know, don't listen to our shows on a regular basis, first of all, fuck you.
That's right.
Second of all, find the amusement park episode we did. I believe it was the very last one.
39. No, when our last one. Our last one was
39.
Our,
it was like 49.
Our 49. Our last one was our 50. So not, go back a few.
It's a couple back. Anyways, yeah. find the amusement park. Find the amusement park one. Listen to it. You'll know exactly what we're talking about the shitty shithole of a place, Action Park.
Yes, and it was...
People have died.
People have died. It's no longer in operation, and it's not summer fun at all on
no.
any level. It's a...
It's like that movie Escape from L.A.
Yes. That for some reason. Terrible. You know, there's a
it's not Escape from New York. It's Escape from L.A.
Right. there was an actual ride there where you had to surf with Peter Fonda as Snake Plissken.
As he jumped the shark.
Yes. But. Yes. And damn you, John Carpenter, for taking on that. You know, sequel. Fuck you.
You know they're going to do a reboot of Escape from New York?
I'm okay with that, but yeah. they got to get Kurt Russell to still play Snake.
Snake, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the only Snake. But we'll see, you know. But.
Yeah, he's just a... Yeah. Come on now, really.
An old Snake.
And Harrison Ford should play Blade Runner in the Blade Runner remake, too, right?
Well, he could be like the Dollar
with his
Shave
crutches.
Runner. He could be the Dollar Shave Runner.
With his crutches. He's like, oh, sorry, well, I broke my leg. I just
crashed in
a plane.
Golf cart. Or in a golf yeah. course, yeah.
I got hurt, you know, jumping off a fictional starship.
Right. Never made the Kessel Run. Ever.
Right. Not in how many 12 parsecs, I believe?
12.
Great
barf bag, Tina.
Great barf bag.
You did great.
I see you added a little bit of your own barf to it, though.
So, do you want to hear about the Twitter twat?
The Twitter twat? It's a Twitter twatter, but if you want to talk about a Twitter twat, feel free.
Well... Followed, these people followed you guys. Popped and Cultured, Chicago Podcast, Mixed Up Greek.
No, Geek.
Oh, Mixed Up Geek, Rice and Beans
Pop,
Radio.
Let me just interrupt here for a second. I think our intern has been drinking our beers. I do.
Yeah.
I thought I had a full cooler when I got here.
Yeah, no wonder she's kind of dipped in and out of the booth. She kind of comes and goes, and I'm like, I think she's shotgunning beers in the bathroom, dude. I'm sorry. Are you Tina?
I wonder why all the empty beer cans have like little holes at the bottom, like someone stabbed a knife into it.
She's a crafty one, this Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been told that.
A crafty, lushy one.
So it's a Mixed Up Geek.
Mixed Up Geek, yes.
Yes. And the next one?
Rice and Beans Radio.
And
I wonder what nationality that's about. Yeah. Rice and Beans.
Well, we have not yet got that demographic on our show, but you know, we're still the 100th show where
we did have the cleaning lady briefly.
And we got a letter saying quit chastising the cleaning crew.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
We made fun of but we want
to
give a special,
I think it was don't molest the cleaning crew actually.
Yeah. Actually don't talk to the cleaning crew. Yeah. Don't make eye contact. This
right.
is one of their fucking jobs. On this Twitter twatter, though, I want to give a really we wrote on here a special FU shout out to Mind in Time, and it's at bend underscore time, because when we did our Scientology show and we did our Twitter twatter,
that kind of created an uproar.
Can anybody pull up our Twitter? My computer is dead and I didn't charge it up.
That's what I'm here for,
Webmaster T. We had somebody called Mind in Time really.
That was the old webmaster. I'm sorry.
I hope you're
embarrassed.
I was just bitching at I am terribly embarrassed.
I just bitched at
our intern for drinking, and yet
you should have seen the look Wes gave me when he said that. He's like, who the fuck is Webmaster T?
I pity the fool.
I could tell from that look. I was like, who the fuck is that?
West Side.
West Side.
And he's like on top of the job, and I still
it's West Side the Webmaster.
Look, man, it's new. It's all you know.
Webmaster T.
But
oh my god. I pitied the fool. Call him Webmaster T.
But this bend in time was flaming us on Twitter about our Scientology show.
Yeah, he was.
And I kind of looked at their page. I think they are Scientologists. I'm not sure. I think they're sort of. I don't know. They
have to be.
They got really pissy. Did you find it?
I'm looking. I was kind of thrown off with the whole Webmaster T thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I apologize.
See what you caused?
I know.
See,
I'm still a little offended.
By a little, sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't blame you, man.
I take full responsibility for once, for my actions. But
his name starts with a W. It's not even the same letter.
I know.
Come on.
West Side Webmaster.
So what gave it away that it might be actually Scientologist? Was it their handle was at the estates of John Travolta?
Yeah.
Because there's no indication on their Twitter account.
Well, they deleted their comment. They got into this like a little altercation with me on Twitter, and they said that this show was... I mean, maybe you can pull up on the Facebook. I think I don't know. You got to go digging for it. But
yeah, I'm not digging.
I'm not digging either. But they were like, we didn't find anything about this show. They used some word, and I can't remember.
We don't know big words, so it's hard to say.
No, they used some word about, and I can't remember what it was. And I was like, hey, we try whatever, And then they still snapped back on something else, and then. I think I retweeted it, and people started kind of giving them shit about it.
Well, Rick, I have a total general picture of exactly how this went down.
What'd they say, man? God damn it, my computer's dead.
Ah.
I didn't plug it up. Go to our Facebook page.
What'd they say, Wes?
I'm going there now.
Yeah, Wes is on it.
So they removed the tweets, so
they
can't look
the
at
tweets.
Those.
Right, so we can't find it on Twitter.
They can remove tweets on our own page.
Well, I guess if they're the one that sent the tweet,
correct,
that they can go ahead and delete the tweet. They're delete tweeters.
I don't think you should be able to do that. I think once you say it, you're stuck with it.
It's put out there.
Yeah, it's out there. You can't pull it. You can't pull it out anymore. You got to say it. You got to stick by it.
Right.
Stand by it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be the one to put it out
there, stand by your words.
You know. So they was giving us a bunch of shit. So I thought I wanted to make sure that next time we got the time to do our Twitter twatter,
right?
Then we would give them a little bit of shit back and say, look, hey, go and tell Mind. @mind_time, and go, tell them, hey, what are you fucking hassling Pod Vomit for?
What's that handle again? Mind_time?
Yep. It's, I'm sorry.
I want to say it a lot so
I'm
people
sorry.
Hear
on,
it and they
on,
go.
Let me grab.
And they on. Flame this guy.
Yeah, hold on.
Or girl.
I dropped it. I'm sorry. And it's @bend. @bend _time. Their page is called Mind in Time, but their Twitter handle
is @bend.
@bend _time.
Yep.
And but they're called Mind in Time. And
okay.
And that was
that's confusing.
Yeah. I don't know. They are confusing.
Did they make you take a personality test?
Yeah, I feel clear now. So
clear of all evils.
Apparently, they obviously got very pissed off that we did anything to do with Scientology, good or bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck them.
You don't touch Scientology, man.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
And they still didn't follow me
we
around.
We punctured a gaping hole in that shit.
Yeah. And we said, hey, it's all about the VOM. That's the new religion, the VOM.
The VOM.
People like the VOM. I hashtag the VOM, and the VOM also comes up in some sort of religious thing, too. It's like...
Really?
But it's not... It's like some Christian something or another where it's like...
Well, we don't want to be associated with them, do we?
No, but we're going to try to overthrow that.
Okay.
We're
going to overthrow the Christians. That's kind of a big undertaking.
I
want
to throw them to the tigers.
Do you start with the Pope, or what do you do?
Well, I'm going to overthrow them to the... I want to throw them...
We're going to, take out bishops one at a time.
Yeah. With our rooks.
Yeah. With our rooks.
That was
and our... And our pawns.
Yeah.
You always send the pawns first.
Our pawns or our puns?
Pawns.
I've got good puns.
No, you don't.
All right.
Think they are. They're only good to you.
So this site is so nothing, I can't even get a good Google search for them.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've covered their tracks.
They're probably looking for a little publicity,
dude,
off of us. So
maybe the Scientology people are the same as the
Illuminati.
Did you go
to our Facebook page?
Yeah.
I cut and pasted what they sent us somewhere. It's just on our wall somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I feel like we're wasting way too much time.
Yeah, way too much time.
There's been 1,000 posts.
I fell asleep a couple times we've been doing this.
It's like, West Side said.
But I have narcolepsy,
too many posts.
So.
We've got no time. We've got to move on,
So,
fuck you, Bend in Time, Mind in Time,
whatever. Yeah, just,
on Twitter,
what I was saying is, I
just said that all.
I think they're the Illuminati, and they just, hide in the shadows.
Right.
As
different Twitter accounts and other social media accounts.
So they're here and they're gone.
Yeah.
They're never one place for very long.
Right. So that's, I guess that's our sort of standing on them.
Yeah, we don't like them. We're not fans.
You know, so if if in fact that's still an existing thing, you know, go flame them too. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to get to our show with our new crew.
But let me clarify, when we say flame them, just, you know, in the internet sense of the word, don't actually go to their house and burn it down. If you do that, don't mention our names.
Right.
We are not held accountable for the stupid shit you do.
Right.
But anyways.
So. All right. There's a giggling girl.
Yeah.
All right.
I was advised by our lawyers to say that. Okay. So.
Yeah. They're like, look, we give you other things. Yeah. Make sure you, you know, cover your asses. I'm like, okay.
CYA, bro.
Are they like leopard painted asses to cover? Because I don't want to cover them. Or tiger. I said leopard. I'm fucking it all up.
What if you could cover your ass in leopard print? Would you?
It'd look awful. It'd be bumpy. It would look like when, you know,
a bunch of ingrown hairs coming out of the side.
Yeah. It would look like Jabba the Tiger.
A string of dingleberries hanging down.
A stringleberry.
Stringleberry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right,
this show is gross.
Yeah. Let's get to the subject. Today we're talking about serial killers and the movies that inspire them.
Ah,
freaky. So, what do you got?
What do you got?
I got...
Dude, you are totally... This is your show.
No. Well, I agree. I'm all about some serious
I'm in co-pilot on this show.
We were talking on the phone the other day to the point where even Justin was like, stop right there. Quit talking.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah, let me stop you there, because...
We basically did a show on the phone.
Yeah.
I wish I recorded it.
I did a GoPro.
I mean, there's several movies that are made, you know, there's several movies that are made based on the actual serial killer, and there's a lot of movies that are just based off, like, kind of, you know, roughly based off a serial killer, like not exactly that same person.
Right, Leatherface would be a perfect example.
So, yeah, Leatherface from the
Texas
overpopular Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise.
Based off the serial killer, Ed Gein.
Ed Gein, yeah.
Right, but...
And now, Ed Gein is the guy that... took his victim's skins and made various household items.
Yes, with it. Tables, chairs.
So, have you ever heard the song "Skin" by Blind Melon?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's completely bad. He's like, "I'll make a lampshade out of your shin."
Right. And it's funny too, because when they,
he's like talking about carving out your navel.
People think that, you know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a real thing.
Yeah.
They think Leatherface was a real person, but. Toby Hooper, the guy who directed it, he goes, well, you know, the only reason we called it the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is because it's just all big words. Texas is big.
Yeah.
Chainsaw is scary. Massacre
Texas isn't a big word.
You know, it's a big state.
It's a big state.
I was going to call it the Alaska Chainsaw Massacre,
right.
But they're like, it's too
well,
cold
it's
to
like,
somebody,
you know, if you they know? Made it, if they modeled it, they wanted to have their own character, and if they modeled it completely after Ed Gein, people would... Be like, okay, that's a story about Ed Gein.
And Eddie Gein was a little bitty guy, and of course Leatherface was this big sort of hulking.
It kind
of
had like, you know, we wanted more of like kind of an ambiguous tone. So add the whole Texas Chainsaw part of it, and then all of a sudden you got like this like redneck family out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. You know, that's,
I mean, that also...
That's making, you know, furniture out of, you know, bones and, you know, skulls.
And they had like the masks, you know,
sure,
the faces.
Wearing the skins.
Yeah. Putting people on meat hooks.
Right. You know, like you do.
That's still chilling when I see that scene.
I
agree. With the person on the meat hooks.
You know, when I saw that in the Midnight Movies for the first time and they put that girl on the meat hook, I was like...
I'm still like, ah!
Yeah. I'm like, God. That is uncomfortable.
It's still, though.
That is, yeah.
To this day. Nothing. That movie really holds up, the first one.
I agree.
Just
the insanity of it all. Just the pure insanity of that movie.
Now, I admit I'd never seen the remake because I was always like, I'm on the fence about horror remakes.
Well, I've seen every Texas Chainsaw movie they've ever done.
Just like, what's the one with? Man, they get really silly by part two and three.
Oh man, part two. I like part two for certain reasons, but it's not a good sequel.
What's the dude?
Chop Top.
Baby Likes Velvet. What's his name?
Dennis Hopper.
Yes, Dennis Hopper.
Yes, he played like a. And then the only way
his role was so stupid.
Well, then they connected that with him was in the first movie, Franklin in the wheelchair. It's supposed to be his uncle going back to, you know, avenge his death or
right.
whatever
okay.
happened. And I mean, it was a hell of a stretch. And they had Chop Top.
I couldn't finish it, man. I've never seen the whole. Mosley. I've never seen part two or three all the way through.
Not my favorite. Oh, I've seen them all.
They're bad movies. But they're not good.
Even in part two, though, they almost make Leatherface like Curly. Like, where he's like, whoop, 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 whoop. I
mean, exactly.
And he's not doing that, but it's like there's one part.
He might as well be.
There's one part where he's like,
and poking each other in the eyes and shit.
Yeah, where he runs through a doorway. Yeah. And it's like he almost kind of does that sort of Curly shuffle, like,
Yeah, it goes on, you know?
And it's like, really? You know, it's like, you know, you're going to try to, you know, cut somebody to pieces with a chainsaw. It's like, are you really doing shtick? It's like.
Is this slapstick or horror?
Right. You know.
Horror stick, slap horror.
Slash stick.
Yeah, slash stick. That's
right.
Good.
Yeah. You know.
That's what it is. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But then there's some movies where they make, like, about fictional characters that turn into, like, you know, which kind of, in a weird way, sort of, you know, kind of, if you think about, like, our last guest that was into cosplay, like, for instance, the movie Natural Born Killers.
Yep.
That spawned people into wanting to go and do copycat.
Yep.
Crimes.
Oh, yeah.
Over fictional characters of people that never. Well, it's like, I want to be Mickey and Mallory Knox. It's like, they are not real. They
but it's not always horror movies, though, either, that starts that. Like, remember, like, somebody dressed up like Keanu Reeves from The Matrix with the overcoat and was like.
Neo?
Yeah, and shot a few people.
When did this happen?
Like, right around. I want to say Reloaded came out and
really?
Around that time. Yeah.
Was it, like, in a theater? Just you just went out and started shooting folks?
I think it was, like, out in public somewhere.
Like
I don't remember all the details.
Thing, was it?
No, I don't think so. Anybody remember that?
Anyone?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Maybe I'm making this up, but I feel like I remember hearing that. But I could be totally making this shit up.
The kids shot up the school. They were wearing Neo costumes.
Maybe that's got to be what I'm thinking of, yeah.
The Columbine guys? Columbine. And they also was also inspired by Natural Born Killers as well, too.
You know?
Trenchcoat Mafia, yeah. Trenchcoat Mafia.
I thought it was just like one guy that did it. But they did it at Columbine?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to me, it's like you're going to alter other people's and your entire life over a screenplay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what are you in here for? I'm a fanboy.
Yeah. I really like movies.
I like the movie about killers. It's like.
I thought that'd be cool to do that.
Yeah.
And I did.
Did you ever watch a movie about race cars or going to the army or anything?
Yeah, I know.
Than killing folks? You know? No, not really.
Yeah.
Like you should have just been like. A LARPer, you know, watch Lord of the Rings or something.
Right. Why didn't you watch Days of Thunder and be like, work on a pit crew or something,
right.
You know?
I'm Cole Trickle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's better than being a serial killer, you know. I'm Mickey Knox. Okay, whatever.
Or what did The Rock play, Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
The Rock
was
Tooth Fairy. Absolutely.
Well, you know.
Mine. It's mine.
Is Tina trying to... She's
trying to take stuff from me.
What are you doing, Tina?
She's trying to Debo this iPad.
I was trying to show him an article that Natural Born Killers was based on two real killers.
Oh, it was?
Yes. The guy was like, I think he was 16 and his girlfriend was 14. And he actually had a fight with someone in her family. And so they shot up her whole family.
Is this Starkweather?
Even her... 2-year-old.
That's a great name, Starkweather.
Is it Starkweather?
I think it's Starkweather.
Starkweather.
Was Starkweather the guy's name in Manhunt?
Well, yeah, the, okay.
Manhunt?
It was two people.
Hold on a second. It says 17-year-old Charlie Starkweather and his girlfriend, 14-year-old Carl Fugate, murdered 10 people in 1 week in Nebraska. In 1957, Charles killed a man at a convenience store.
Yep, I've heard about this.
And that refused to sell a gift he wanted to give to Carly Ann. So it looks like they killed a few people, and then the police were chasing them, kind of similar to the movie.
Okay, well, that's something to base it on. But I mean, but afterwards, there were a lot of copycat murders due to, you know, the movie The Natural Born Natural Born Killers. There was also a movie that came out, this is a true story, happened here in Georgia, and the movie didn't do that well, and I would like to see this movie get redone. It's called the Allday Murders. Happened down, you want to check out the Allday Murders west side. Happened in like South Georgia somewhere. And basically some escaped convicts had gotten down to somewhere in middle Georgia and they come up on a farmhouse where people was, I don't know if everybody was there. One of them come home for lunch And I think, like, the wife and the kids or whatever was there, but they wound up killing everybody in the house. But it was like a long ordeal. It was like a whole devil's reject type of thing. Oh, wow. You know? And if you talk to anybody down there in South Georgia close to where this happened, and this happened back in, like, maybe the 70s, people are like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Like
they won't even talk about it.
They're really freaked out about it, you know, because it was
It's like the Blair Witch Project interviews.
It was, I mean, you know.
Just don't go in those woods, okay?
You know, you're going to, like, just a small rural area out in Georgia where, yeah. like, a bloodbath just takes place in the middle of the day. What information you got on that website?
It was up in Jackson County near Athens, Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, it happened on a cattle farm.
Right.
In Jackson County. Seems like young man was a senior in high school and went and murdered the whole family, and I'm trying to read why now, but you're definitely on the right track.
Yeah, and they made a movie about it, and it didn't really do that well because the movie came out maybe like the late 80s, and the guy that played Elliot...
Was it a good movie?
It was okay. It wasn't great. It just didn't have no production behind it. You know, yeah. There's no money in it, but...
Was it like the production value of, say, High Kicks?
It definitely... surpassed
with a porn with like a porn sound and like a
no,
flute in the background.
I know the music is starting. We're gonna have some sex, but then I'm gonna murder you. It had the kid that played Elliot from E.T. was in it. I don't remember his name.
I don't know. I've erased the movie of E.T. out of my mind.
But but he.
I don't like that movie. Fuck that movie.
Okay.
There's bad traumatic childhood stories. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just never really liked it. But anyways.
But the kid that played Elliot, he plays, I don't want to say one of the murderers. I think he is like one of the family members. And
does he ride a flying bicycle?
That's how he escapes and tells the story of the okay. all-day murders.
Flies. And, right. And there's a shot where he's like
E.T. comes back and is like, I'll save you, Ellie.
And then someone in the crowd just took a camera shot, and it's like his silhouette over the moon.
He's like, I got a knife kind of wound. He's like, I'll heal you. And he like, heals him.
Just like, what do you want? Just help. Give me Reese's, and I'll do it. He works for Reese's.
Right.
And
the
beer.
The movie is called Murder One.
Yeah, Murder One. And what's the kid that played Elliot's name? What's his name?
His name is...
Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. So it starred somebody named Henry Thomas.
That's Elliott. Henry Thomas, yeah. Yep.
He played Billy Isaacs.
And that's a true story.
Is
right
that like
there?
A yes. mixture of Billy Idol and Chris Isaac?
And I want to go to a white wedding. That's all I got.
That's all you should ever have.
Well, at least it wasn't Billy Ocean. mm-hmm. The Caribbean Queen. Get in my car or whatever he had.
I don't know.
I don't know.
maybe you should keep that one yourself. So, serial killers in movies, huh?
Well, like Aline Wuornos, you know, they made a movie with her. It was really good. Monster.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And, yeah, that was,
Did you like,
Charlize Theron?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah,
she won an Oscar
great.
For that.
She was really, really good.
That was her Oscar-winning performance.
Yeah, yeah, that was, I mean, that's one of those movies where the...
Did you see Mad Max yet?
Not yet, no.
She's really good in that, too.
Oh, I didn't know she was even in that.
Yeah.
I knew Tom Hardy was. I will not do the impression.
Do it.
I was told not to.
What's he say? What does Tom Hardy sound like when he wears this particular mask in front, on his mouth?
I am Mad Max. I'm also Mad.
I think it's funny that he ends up wearing a mask in that movie too.
It's like that's all they want. I didn't
like,
see.
We want to cover your ugly ass face.
I did see a movie with Tom Hardy that our former guest Ricky Muse was.
Oh, the bootlegging movie.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Yeah.
Lawless.
Lawless. Yeah. Yeah. The bootlegging movie.
The bootlegging movie. I don't know. I just think of the bootlegging.
Yeah. Lawless.
Movie.
You know, but he didn't talk like a. You know, like.
I'm going to get this moonshine all the way down to Tennessee.
Yeah, but did he have... He must have covered up his British accent, too, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's an actor. I guess he can do it. Maybe. Yeah. They're like, well, you got a British accent. You need to put this thing on.
It always sounds like something else extreme, though. You know, like real Southern or like real New Yorker whenever they cover their accent up.
Right.
It's never... You never hear like a British guy doing like a Midwestern accent.
West Side, what am I looking at here, sir?
Top 50 serial killer movies.
Top 50 serial killer movies. I just got handed this.
I got one that says that, too.
Okay.
Something similar to that. Which ones do you like? Have you ever seen From Hell? Do you like that one?
Yeah, about Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
It's not bad. It seems like most of the movie, though,
was
like...
It was no Nick of Time. But it was
right. I was going to say, it seems like a lot of the times, though, Johnny Depp is just kind of sitting there smoking opium and getting high through most of the movie. I kind of think he's really doing it.
Yeah, here's Texas Chainsaw, of course.
Yeah.
You know, about Eddie Gein. Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Another great movie. It's got... Michael Rooker, people may know him from Merle on The Walking Dead.
Okay.
He plays...
Dude looks like a psychopath.
Yeah, he really and truly does. I swear. I'm glad he's got a job where he can play that. He plays Henry Lee Lucas. And the late Tom Towles, he was in a few Rob Zombie movies, House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects. He plays Otis Toole. And these are two real people. One, I think Otis Toole actually confessed
to Sounds like a real tool.
Yeah. Well, he confessed to the murder of Adam Walsh, John Walsh's son, who got abducted in a Florida department store.
Any like relation to Joe Walsh?
Yeah, no. And
that's probably a lot of Walsh's
always,
out
He
there,
always
though.
Claimed that he was the one that killed that little kid.
And he didn't. He lied to cover it up.
It's a very true possibility because they were down there then, and look, they killed a lot of people.
They're just killing people all over the place.
The movie Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer is a really kind of disturbing film, actually.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies I didn't know about Otis Toole or Henry Lee Lucas at the time, not as much as I do now. Rented it just kind of out of the, you know, it was one of those movies that was not at Blockbuster. You know, you went to the independent, you know, video store, and it's like they've got movies like
All
Faces
right,
of Death. That's,
tell our younger audience what Blockbuster is.
It's a video store. You'd go in and you'd buy.
A video store? What's a tape?
It's got a. It's a movie. You know, so it's a DVD.
Imagine like that digital download that you just got off a, you know, whatever.
Right.
Whatever service
it was
you
that
use.
In a, it was that in a
Imagine
VHS.
That on like a physical. Block thing that you stick into this other device
and a top loader VCR.
Yeah, and you press play and it shows your video on your TV.
Right,
and much you like your digital download it. Does, and it has like all these weird tracking issues where the screen gets all fucked up, and you have to hit this tracking button to clear it out.
And you charge a dollar if you don't rewind.
Yeah,
you charge a dollar. Be kind, rewind.
That's right. Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
But that's when I first seen Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Just like, oh, this looks fucked up. Let's see what this is. And as I'm watching it, I was like, holy fuck, this is fucked up. I mean, this is I Spit on Your Grave fucked up. You know, and I was like, Jesus Christ. I ended to find out these are real people, you know. So that right there, I think, is probably that and that. Now, the All Day Murder, Murder 1 is not really a great film. I'm just glad that somebody tackled that subject.
Right.
But I think Henry...
but it could be done better.
Absolutely. But I think everybody in South Georgia is like, we don't want to talk about it.
There's nobody to interview. It's
a
problem.
Can't shoot down here. Right. We don't,
just go back to home, Yankee. But like...
damn Yankee filmmakers. Go back to more damn zombie movies.
I know. Them Hollywood types always come here and asking us questions they shouldn't be. Go spin their nose where it shouldn't go.
Jews.
Fucking Jews. That's the problem with this
Hollywood
world, really.
Jews come down here talking about our... murders, like they know.
I tell you what, you know, we could just have, you know, one more Holocaust. I'm just, anyways. So what, I mean, there's some older movies that they made, too. Like, they did one about the Boston Strangler. You ever seen that from the 60s? It's called The Boston Strangler.
I think
Clever
I did
title.
See that.
I haven't seen a lot of these ones that, you know. Back in the 60s, and they did you ever see the Dahmer movie?
Yes,
that was all right.
It's okay. Yeah.
It seemed like very made for TV, like though, didn't it?
Yes, you know,
it was like the Family Channel did a special on Dahmer.
Well, it's like Ted Bundy. You know, that's always a big hot button to make a movie about him because
right.
A lot of women like Ted Bundy. You know, they said, oh, he was a really good looking guy. You know, and he was smart.
I hope I'm his next victim. Kind of thing.
But to me, I always thought Ted Bundy, I guess out of all the serial killers, he would probably come into probably one of my favorites just because he was a really smart guy,
Yeah.
He was in jail, escaped prison, and, got all the way to Florida, and then he gets arrested, and he's like, I'm going to defend myself, I'm that smart, And
he's like, I'll represent myself.
When he escaped, that's why, because he was doing all law research in a library. So he figured out how to get the hell out of the fucking prison because he was very trusted and everything, you know.
Yeah. Pays to be manipulative.
I guess so. Well, until they fucking fried his ass down in Florida, you know.
Yeah. So he escapes jail. He basically learns everything he needs to know from, like, law books, goes to court, tries to represent himself, and then he loses the case.
Sure.
And then he gets fried.
Not that smart.
So it didn't really help in the long run.
It helped for a while.
Just because he got out somehow, because he was able to trick the guards and thinking that, yeah.
Well, I don't think he tricked them.
What, did he just, like, drive the prisoner bus that day and just didn't come back?
Hey, I mean, can I drive?
How'd he get out, you know?
Oh, figured it out. I don't know how he got out.
They're like, hey, I'm just going to go get some supplies. Going to get doing a beer run. be back, guys.
We're out of toner.
I mean, you know?
Printer's out of ink. I'll be right back.
I need to get out of here and, you know.
Yeah, murder. I got some more murdering to do.
There's some people I didn't cross off the list before you guys caught me, so I'll be back.
Who else do you, what other murderers do you know, or serial killers have they made?
Well, obviously, a big one would be Charles Manson.
Well,
they've made a couple movies about him.
I just don't understand how anybody ever followed Charlie Manson. He was about 5'4". Not very intimidating.
He's charismatic as hell.
I guess so, man, because he got a whole...
It's the power of persuasion,
yeah.
Rick.
Why
do people follow Jim Jones? I mean...
Well, that's another
all these people. One. I mean, none of them are really threatening. David Koresh? Dude isn't threatening. I mean...
George Bush,
yeah. I mean, they're following another Bush, aren't they?
Right. All Bush followers.
We're all Bush followers. We all love the Bush in one way or another.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, you're hypnotized by the Bush, and you get in, and it's like, oh, shit. It's a trap.
So is there a difference between a serial killer and a mass murderer? Because Manson basically killed a lot of people
Hold on a minute. Manson really lot of people at all, actually, that we know of. Right. I don't think
by his own hands.
I don't think the people that Charlie Manson's doing time for, I don't think he killed them. I'm not saying that he...
Roman Polanski's like, I never would have molested children if it wasn't for this fucker.
I
watched child pornography.
Right. I don't think that... I'm not saying that Manson never killed. I'm just saying I don't think he killed... He didn't kill the people that he's doing time for. But I do think he's a killer. I think he's killed. Yeah. But at the same time, I also say that Charles Manson is just a product of his upbringing. He was always in and out of, like, you know, youth detention centers. And he was, you know, so it's like, it didn't make a shit.
I mean, it's like saying Hitler never killed anybody. Maybe he didn't personally.
Do you think if, like, somebody would have told Hitler he was a good artist, maybe he would have had a change of heart? Or, like... You're not a bad artist. He's like, oh, thank you. Maybe, you know,
Maybe I don't need to kill 6 million Jews.
Yeah, he's like, you're a terrible artist. And all of a sudden he's like, you know what? I'll show you, motherfucker. Run your goddamn mouth to me again.
Yeah.
I'll show you what happens. You want to see some art?
Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm gonna build the best gas chamber ever.
Yeah.
You'll see some art there.
Hey, you want to see my new painting? Come in here.
Yeah. It's called Gassed Out Jew. Oh, man.
Oh, they're going to take away our intro and our fucking new people now.
I know, right? We've crossed all boundaries.
Yeah. Now, I always say in comedy, there's a line, and you just cross it, and then you see what happens. You don't know, that's what happens if we cross this line. Let's just cross it and see what happens.
Pretty soon we'll be like Jerry Seinfeld and refuse to do colleges anymore.
Right.
You know?
Well, he says you can't be politically incorrect because it pisses everybody off, you know?
Yeah. We are so politically incorrect, too.
Right. See, at least we're not mass murderers.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Being politically incorrect is like a gateway drug to mass murder.
You moron.
Yeah.
Man, one of the things I watched on, like, was one of those ID shows. I call
the Investigation Discovery.
I call that channel
Murder,
Death, Kill is what I call that channel.
Murder, death, porn.
Death,
kill, porn.
Murder, not really porn.
It's hard to say that, isn't it?
It's not, yeah. It's not really porn. It's not like they're like, hey, that's a snuff film.
Yeah.
Hey, the ID channel releases
a snuff film. You're not like, oh, I know you did it. Come on, just admit it.
But, you know, like, I usually fall asleep to that because at least when I wake up in the middle of the night, it's not an infomercial.
Yeah, when you come to my house, I get up the next day and it's still playing on the TV. That same channel.
And that guy that I hate, what's his name? Dogs like good. What's his name? I want to say.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of his
name.
It's
not Stone Phillips, but the guy that I had a dream about punching him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he's Chandler's friend's stepfather.
Is it?
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
I don't know. I've seen his face and heard his voice, but I don't know what his name is.
Talks like this.
Now we're going to find out the real truth behind the vindication of whatever. I don't know.
But did he strangle and kill that woman?
Maybe it wasn't him after all.
Find out after these intriguing commercials.
And watch like 80 minutes of commercials first.
But this one guy, he was, they were trying to figure out this murder, how it happened. Like, all these murders were happening randomly to just the people of all different, you know, races, all different, you know, genders, you know, man, woman, kids, old people. But they couldn't figure out.
There was no, like, bias at all?
No. That was the whole thing. But what they figured it out was the guy was...
He killed without prejudice.
He was riding a train. And he'd get off a train car and go, I see a farmhouse. I think I'll murder.
I bet people live there.
And kill him, get back on a train.
He's like, I bet
back
I can.
Back home. I go bet to
I
work.
Can. I know, right?
What did you do this weekend? It's killer weekend, dude.
I know. A killer weekend. I was like, I just found this house, and I was like, I bet there's some warm bodies in there that I could stab.
Yeah, I was going to stab and shoot. Strangle. I had like a smorgasbord of murder.
I even killed some of the cows for the fun of it.
It was a smorgasbord of murder.
I strangled the farmer with a cowbell.
With a cowbell?
I don't know.
Yeah. You just put it around his neck and said, move, bitch.
Yeah. Well, you hung him from it, and you just kept ringing it, ring, ring.
But they didn't make a movie about this guy.
No, I should have.
The Texas.
But it's because they can't interview anyone down there.
The Kansas Train House Murders.
You can't make a movie when everybody's like, hush, hush, don't talk about it.
Well, right. Unless you call it hush, hush, don't talk about it.
Yeah. Maybe it was like a whole...
See, don't talk about
that's
the murder
what it
that's
is.
Happening.
It wasn't one guy. It was a whole community of people that did it. And they're all involved, and so that's why they don't want to talk about it because it, you know, vindicates each one of them.
They're like just, you know, what do they murder, like, you know, at their convenience? It's like, well,
yeah.
Why is it a whole? What? Whoa, what's happening?
I don't know. Shit, that's what's happening.
Wow, we had like a surge here.
Yeah.
Maybe the murder.
And not like a surge cola.
The murder.
Remember that?
Yeah, it's awful.
It was like a less. Quality
it was
mellow
like somebody
yellow.
Somebody said, hey, I just peed in a Red Bull. You want it? It's called Surge.
An actual bowl that's red or like the drink?
Just a drink.
Okay.
I put some piss, Red Bull, and Sprite in this drink. What do you think?
It's an actual suicide.
Yeah, Surgicide.
Yeah, Surgicide. Oh, man. It didn't last, though.
No, it was so gross. I remember I left a concert one time and like they was doing a promotion. And it was just giving it away because people, I guess, here, drink a Surge. You're thirsty, right? And it's like.
And after you drink it, it's like
we just scooped it out of the urinals.
After you drink it, you can see it. You can see it glowing in your stomach.
You ever notice that when you drink Red Bull?
Why is there a chunk of urinal cake in this?
you pass a urinal cake.
Yeah.
Oh, I just passed the urinal cake.
Oh,
I was hoping for a kidney stone. Instead, it had like a little sanitizer. But my pee hole smells good.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah. I'm going to become a serial killer. No, I don't know.
It's like you had a urinal cake baby.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, did you name it?
Yeah.
Did you send it through college?
Nah, he never really added up to that.
So one bay can be like a urinal cake at a 5-star hotel?
He was more like a urinal cupcake.
So, well, I mean, what's your favorite... Serial killer movie, though. Did you say what your favorite was?
Serial killer movie? Like, based upon a serial killer? Or just
sure.
Yeah,
based upon an actual one.
I like the Monster about...
Monster, yeah.
Aileen Wuornos. I liked that. I thought
that's
that
like a comeuppance cool. kind of story, too, you know?
Well,
because she's like...
She kind of falls in that Charlie Manson kind of thing with me.
But whereas, you don't feel bad for any of her victims.
No, because...
Because they're all sleazebags.
Well, and most of the guys that she... Or I guess all the guys that she killed would always... You know, she would prostitute herself out.
She only killed 7 people. I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, and the only people that she, you know, killed is like when they would try to do some kind of like... Call me daddy type thing to her while they're fucking her, and that would just kind of set her off.
She'd be like...
Next thing you know, it's like, hey, guess what? You got a knife in your neck.
So if the trick was nice, she wouldn't have killed him?
if they didn't,
like, he was like real respectful.
Yeah, she wasn't just killing
John. Left the money on the dresser.
She would be the trick. They would be the John. And she was doing it like out in the woods and stuff, right? You know, but yeah, if they didn't say nothing like that,
I get my I get my horror terminology mixed up. Yeah. You know,
you're like, yo, what up, John? I'm a trick.
I was like, but
you want to hook up?
But I do tricks and I pee in the John, so I'm confused.
Yeah, and they're just like, okay, well, there's another girl down the corner for that.
Yeah, you can pee in her. She lets it happen.
Yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit more.
All she does is sit there with her mouth hold open all day.
She may stab you in the neck when you know, if you call her, like, say, hey, call me daddy.
She does carry an ice pick by her at all times.
She's not an
She's a real fan of that movie, Basic Instinct.
Right, which was a great movie, by the way. The second one was terrible.
I never even saw the second one.
I saw some of it.
Why
it
waste your time?
Well, because there was nudity in it.
Yeah. Did she cross her legs over again with a skirt on?
This time she pulled her labia out and was like, look inside. She's at the gynecologist.
She was up in stirrups. This time she's up in stirrups with her laying back.
Yeah, he's like looking up in there and he's like,
he's got the clamp thing that holds it open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's your basic instinct.
What's that clamp thing called, ladies?
You smell like Michael Douglas.
That holds it open? What's that called?
Yeah. Anybody know?
The vaginal clamp?
Clamp. That's the name.
Okay, it's not that important.
It's the vaginal clamp.
The vag clamp.
Yeah, but it doesn't really clamp the vag. It's like a vag spreader.
Yeah, right. That thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the technical term.
Yeah. Vag spreader.
Nurse, hand me the vag spreader. my God.
The pussy holder opener. I think if you Google vag spreader, you're going to find a whole lot of other shit.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
You're not going to find anything medical, I don't think.
You need to use the word gynecology.
Gynecology equipment.
Not vag spreader.
Yeah, not vag spreader.
I guarantee there's a vagspreader.com.
I'm sure there is. There should be if there's not. If there's not, I'm going to go make one when I get home.
Yeah, right. You're going to hold that fucking domain.
Yeah, I'm buying that domain right away.
Speaking of late night infomercials. The vag spreader.
The vag spreader.
The vag spreader.
It could be yours for $19.95. No CODs.
Do you feel like your vag has not been spread enough?
Billy Blanks' ghost does it.
Yeah. I'm Billy Mays.
Or Billy Mays. I said Billy Blanks.
I'm shooting blanks.
Oh, that's the Tybo guy, Billy Blanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he could sell it too. Why not?
Sure.
It's called a speculum.
Speculum.
A speculum.
So why were we talking about this? Oh, Basic Instinct 2. She's like held up with a speculum.
Right.
Holding her open this time.
It took all that time to get to that. You know.
All that time to get there.
We're talking about Sharon Stone's.
We went a long way to go a short distance.
Vaginal walls.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with serial killers at all. Well, I guess she was.
Was Sharon Stone in the second one?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize she was in it.
Yeah.
It was Michael Douglas?
No.
Yeah. He's already dead.
But the same guy that wrote.
Did his character die in the first one?
No.
Okay. I can't remember.
You never really figured out if she was innocent or guilty or what the fuck. You just was kind of left, you know, open ended.
Right. So, you know. Oh, well. Kind of like she was in Basic Instinct 2.
With the speculum or spatula. Open ended.
Open ended with a spatula.
She got it in Spatula City.
I know it. The speculum. That's a cool. Speculum. That sounds like. Medieval, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
the speculum. Like a medieval torture tool.
They could have turned it into
probably feels like that, doesn't it, ladies? Anyways, but yeah, man, I mean, Basic Instinct 2 was a great movie based off of a serial killer.
Well, the original serial killer that it was based off of.
Basic Instinct. Was that based off of a real person?
No, I don't think so. Schindler's List, now that was a horror movie.
That was a horror movie. Fuck that guy, Schindler.
he was the saving grace of that whole thing. That one evil guy, man. What was his name? Hitler.
Why do you get? Yeah, why do you get like a Irish guy to play a German?
Right.
I mean, what's?
He's gonna do an Irish jig, the Schindler jig.
I was kind of waiting for him to pull out a lightsaber during that movie. Even though that was before that movie, I had the foresight to know he was going to be a Jedi. Or, okay.
Train him as Batman.
Train him as or have him be Ra's al Ghul, yeah.
Yeah. Ra's al Ghul's list.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul's list.
I think
only has one, Batman.
Right. I think I'm going to pick one out of all of you.
I only want to kill Batman. We need to exterminate Batman.
Right. The Batman. Yeah.
No, I guess he wanted to exterminate Gotham, so I guess he would have a list, actually.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul's list.
Ra's al Ghul.
Maybe they could do that to, like, some sort of, like...
I'm going to poison the water.
Yeah, it could be. I'm going to put it in the perfume. So when you put it on your, or the makeup, when you put it on your face, like
I'm going to put Surge in the water and kill everybody.
I'm surging away.
I'm having a brain surge.
So well, no serial killer show without a Hannibal Lecter impersonation?
Well, I mean, Hannibal Lecter was a great fictional character, but I don't
know. It wasn't based on anything, was it?
He wasn't really based on anybody, was he?
But I mean, you're not going to do an impersonation of him.
Oh.
Clarice.
Something about...
Hello, Clarice.
Would you like a nice Chianti and some fava beans?
And a Spectrum.
I think it was...
Not only Clarice, am I, you know, a serial killer, I'm also a part-time gynecologist.
Yeah. Bring your own speculum.
You want to come behind the glass booth, Clarice? I think you need your annual checkup, Clarice. Yeah.
No, but except he would be like, riddle me this, Clarice. What's wrong with your vagina, really? You know, because he would have some kind of riddle for her to figure out.
Well, I guess, but
what
all of
kind
a sudden
of treatment
he turned
she
into
needs.
Sort of like Edward Nigma and...
Yeah, I know.
I'm Hannibal Lecter and Edward Nigma. I'm a multiple personalities, but I need to know what's wrong with your vagina, Clarice.
I know.
Nevertheless, let's get to the vagina. That's the point at hand.
I know. There's a lot of problems.
I don't know who I am, but we all know who your vagina is.
There are a lot of problems, but top on that list is your vagina.
We must talk about your vagina, Clarice.
Yes.
It looks a lot like Julianna Moore's.
Oh, man. Julianna Moore's.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's going to wrap up this conversation.
Maybe she would play her vagina in a movie.
Right.
About Clarice. About a movie character.
The Vagina Monologue, starring Julianna Moore as Clarice. Clarice Starling's vagina. All right. Look, we're going to wrap this convoluted conversation up about the serial killers and vaginas and all of that downstairs mix-up.
Downstairs mix-up. What do the... carpets match the drapes?
Does the carpets match the pubes?
Those are synonymous, my friend.
Hey, man. I appreciate everybody listening to Pod Vomit and our 51st show.
51st show.
Getting up there. I'm Nickelbag Rick.
I'm Justin, the anti-host.
The anti-host and our couple of our newest members.
Not Webmaster T.
No. That was mine.
I'm not going to let you forget it, though.
I know. I could have fixed all that in editing.
Nope.
West Side?
It's in my hands.
Peace.
Tina?
Nice to hear from you.
Glad you could show up.
I like your enthusiasm.
We will see you on the next Pod Vomit at podvomit.com. Don't go killing anybody, folks.
Oh, yeah. Later, bitches.
Peace.
You've been listening to Pod Vomit on podvomit.com. Don't forget to put your yak in our sack. Make sure to send us email at our barf bag at podvomit@gmail.com. You can find us all over the place. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. Also follow us on podomatic.com and check us out on SoundCloud. You can find Pod Vomit on the Tangent Bound Network. Go gawk at us at Instagram. We're also on the Stitcher Network, and please make sure to donate to our Patreon site. Pod Vomit is recorded at Fenario Studios.